So ek wil vir iemand 'n woord gee. Dit is altyd moeilik as jy half iemand ken om woord te gee. Johan, ek het vir jou 'n woord vanoggend. Ek ervaar so die Here jou spesifiek vir jou as 'n boom met wortel al uitruk en plant. Maar die geheim van 'n boomplant is water gee, die regte kos gee en die regte voeding gee vir daai boom om weer te vat om te groei. Ek ervaar so vir jou en jou gesin dat dit is wat die Here van jou vra is dat jy jou sal voed met die regte kos, die regte water. Daai boom weer sal sterk raak en sy wortels sal vind en weer sal groei in dit wat hy vir jou het. Want ek ervaar as daar's 'n regte roeping op jou lewe. Moet vat vanoggend. Weet jy wat dit is? Dat jy moet daai battle self fight. Maar die Here het jou nie toevallig hiernatoe getrek nie. En ek weet hy's besig met jou. As ek nou volgend ervaar wat die Here vir my sê en is regtig besig om jou te anker. So vat dit en hou vas aan dit, hoor. Ja, so ons is eintlik a strange bunch together. Ons is 'n snaakse klomp mense bymekaar. Dis Kenny, Wes Kenneth, stand up. Just look at him. He's a strange guy. Sit down. And look at me. I'm a weirdo, né? Maar Here, in normal situations I would never have known Kenny. In my Afrikaans culture and who I was and I would have never known Kenny or any one of you probably. Maar ek dink die Here, dis wat die Here doen. That's what God does. En ek wil vandag so 'n bietjie praat daaroor. Maar om daaroor te gesels wil ek so 'n bietjie teruggaan eers Ou Testament toe en dan gaan ons weer spring Nuwe Testament toe. Want die Here het nog nooit net een persoon gekies om 'n nasie te lei of 'n groep te lei nie. Hy het altyd 'n groep, hy het altyd met groepe gewerk. Hy het een persoon gekies om te lei, maar hy het 'n persoon gekies om mense te lei. Is ek reg? Stefan, jy moet my help hierson nou. Jy's voor in die koor. OK. So wat ek vanoggend wil praat is ek is Abraham se put, Abraham's well. Want I speak to about this morning. What it is, what it means to find or actually what it meant for Abraham to find a well. Okay. So the thing is this morning a lot of us have found the pearl. So van ons het die parel gekry. Die parel is Jesus en jy het alles verkoop en alles gelos vir die parel. Miskien nie letterlik nie, maar figuurlik. Nee. En maar die vraag is wat doen jy as jy die parel gekry het? What do you do when you found the pearl? You keep it at home? Stay at home? And it's for me and my family and you build an island around Jesus for me and my wife and my 5 children? Or do you share the pearl? That's the question. Gaan jy die parel net vir jouself hou? Of gaan jy die parel wys vir mense? Gaan jy dit deel? En ek dink dit is waar ons vanoggend inkom met wat doen jy nou met daai parel? Jy het hom nou gekry, Stefan, die week. Wat het jy gedoen vanoggend met hom? Jy het hom kom share. Jy het kom deel. En ek dink dit is baie keer waar ons begin en waar ons eindig. We start and end with the pearl, and that's it. But there is actually 2 things that the Lord made sure that we should understand. The one is finding the pearl. Second one is giving the pearl, and that means giving yourself to a congregation, giving yourself to a church. And what that means, we will look at that this morning. So, julle moet verskoon, ek het so baie info, ek moes alles in 2 split, so ek gaan probeer nie te lank wees nie. Rian het my klaar gesê, 20 minute. So, hoe grawe ons vir die put? How do we dig for the well? Ek praat nou nie van vandag nie. Vandag bel jy ou, en hy kom met 'n boor, en hy kom boor 'n gat, en is, ek praat van in Abraham se tyd. Abraham's time, how did they dug for a well? Alone? Did Abraham dig it? No. So they had to find water. They were living in the desert. And everything goes around water. So with a group of people, and they needed water because they had animals and wanted to plant, so they had to dig for water. Not alone, as a group of people. And the thing is about when you dig for water, what comes out, usually, is clean water, because you need clean water. You need water to drink, and animals need to drink it. So, en diere het dit nodig om te drink. So wat vorm om hy watergat? Wat? Lewe. Life starts growing around a water, a well. And that's, we still actually, if you want to know it or not, we still, a lot of us are looking for a water well where we can belong, when we can grow, and where we can find life and create life. The problem is sometimes we look for water in the wrong areas. En ek dink dit is waar Abraham so spesifiek was. Hy het gehoor by die Here waar om die gat te grawe. So Abraham had to listen, ask God where to dig for a well. And they started life together around that well. But you must understand that when Abraham was in the desert, he had to I think it was about 7 different wells before the Philistines gave up. On the 7th well, they said, we can actually see God's with you. And they actually left him alone. We will look at that now. En na dit het Isaac, Abraham se seun, ook nog die putte gaan oopgrawe. You see, what happened is the Philistines, at some stage, they closed the wells because the wells didn't provide water anymore, clean water. So they closed it up. En om 'n put toe te gooi is maklik, dan moet jy hom weer oopgrawe. En elke keer wanneer Isaac daai put weer gaan oopgrawe het, het hy water gekry. So die vraag is, hier's die vraag is, wie die put grawe maak seker gee die Here vir water. Maak dit sin. So ons gaan nou by dit kom. Ons kyk gaan na Genesis 21, van vers 25 tot 31. Het ons sommer Engels ook? Oh, sorry. Okay. Ek gaan hom in Engels gaan lees, hierdie een. When Abram removed Abimelech, reproved Abimelech about a well of water that Abimelech's servants had seized, Abimelech said, I do not know who has done this thing. You did not tell me, and I have not heard of it until today. So Abram took sheep and oxen and gave them to Abimelech, and the two men made a covenant. Abram set 7 ewe lambs of the flock apart. What is the meaning of these 7 ewe lambs that you have set apart? He said, these 7 ewe lambs you will take from my hand, that this may be a witness for me that I dug this well. And that well is a very important well, because we will read about the well in the New Testament as well. He said, therefore the place was called Beersheba, because they both of them swore an oath. So that well that we're speaking of there is still, you can still find today. But we will see why this well is so important. And I think people will, if you dug a well, a well with clean water, people will actually start moving to that well. People will actually drink of that well. And the drink, the water and drinking of the well is so important. Genesis 26, verse 18. I'm going to try to make it a short story. This is Isaac now. And Isaac dug again the wells of water that had been dug in the days of Abraham, his father, which the Philistines had stopped after the death of Abram. And he gave them the names that his father had given them. Then there's a story where they push them away from the wells again, and it gets to the last one, 21 to 29 says, then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also, so he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarry it, so he called its name Rehoboth. And that's now 8. Well, you see, it's my computer. Ach. And they moved from and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, saying, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in this land. From there he went to the Beersheba, just again the same name, the same well. And the Lord appeared to him in the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, your father. Fear not, for I am with you and will bless you and multiply your offerings for the servant Abraham's sake. What's it? Offspring, sorry. My eyes are not that good anymore. So he built an altar there and called upon the name of the Lord and pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servants dug a well. So they dug the well open again. Okay. So now I'm going to go to Stefan, thank you. When Abimelech went to him from Gerar with Ahuzzath, his advisor, and what's that name? Phicol, the commander of his army. Sorry. Isaac said to them, "Why have you come to me, seeing that you hate me and have sent me away from you?" They said, "We see plainly," and this is very important, "that the Lord has been with you. So we said, let there be a sworn pact between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, just as we have not touched you and have done to you nothing but good and safe, and have sent you away in peace. You are now blessed by the Lord." So that last part is very, very important. Because if you really dug a well, it doesn't matter where you dug it, and there's water there, people will recognize that well and say, you are actually blessed by the Lord. And then I want to go to the next part, to the New Testament, because it's got a lot to do with the Old Testament. But I actually wrote here planting churches, and accidentally I wrote planning churches. So I left the planning churches. And the big question is because if you look at Jesus' life in the 3 years and never planted a church, and it sometimes confuses us. And I was like, Lord, please open this script so that we can open our own eyes around this. And then I felt Jesus just on my heart, so I didn't have time for planting a church in 3 years. I had 12 guys that I had to teach. And I'm like, yes, okay. But I wanted proof. I wanted to open the word for me more. But instead of planting churches, he invested into 12 people. Everything he knew, because he knew that planting the churches wasn't his job. His job was to give his life to each one of us, so that out of that will be, churches will be born and come out. John 4, 11 to 26. This is the amazing thing that I actually never thought about. If I'm now correct. Yes. So I want to read this. But before I want to read this, I want to say something, and I think it's just coming back to me now. is Jesus said to his disciples that you would do greater things that I have done. Everybody know the script, okay? So let's read. English people read themselves. Die vrou sê vir Jesus, Meneer, jy het nie eers 'n skepding nie. En die put is diep. Van waar kry jy die lewende water? Jy is beslis nie belangriker as ons vader Jakob wat hierdie put vir ons gegee het en self saam met sy seun en sy diere daaruit gedrink het nie. Jesus antwoord haar, elkeen wat van hierdie water drink, sal weer dors word. Die egter van die water drink wat ek hom gee, sal nimmer as te nooit weer dors word nie. Die water wat ek vir hom sal gee, sal 'n fontein in hom word, waarvan die water vir altyd sal bly oor opborrel. Die vrou sê toe vir hom, Meneer, ek gee vir my van hierdie water, sodat ek nie weer dors word en hierheen hoef te kom om water te skep nie. Hy sê vir haar, gaan roep jou man en kom dan terug hiernatoe. Die vrou het dadelik gereageer. Ek het nie 'n man nie. Jesus beaamde toe. Jy het reg gesê. Ek het nie 'n man nie. Want jy het reeds 5 mans gehad en die een wat jy nou het is eintlik nie jou man nie. Dit wat jy gesê het is die waarheid. Die vrou sê vir hom: "Meneer, ek sien dat u 'n profeet is. Ons voorouers het op hierdie berg aanbid, maar julle sê die plek waar 'n mens moet aanbid is in Jerusalem." Jesus merk toe op, glo my, vrou, daar kom 'n tyd wanneer julle die Vader nie op hierdie berg en ook nie in Jerusalem sal aanbid nie. Julle aanbid wat julle nie ken nie, ons aanbid wat ons ken, want die verlossing is uit die geleedere van die Jode. Daar kom egter 'n tyd en dit het reeds aangebreek, wanneer die egte aanbidders die Vader vanuit 'n egte verhouding met die Gees en in waarheid sal aanbid, want die Vader verkies dat die mense hom so aanbid. God is Gees en die wat hom aanbid, moet hom vanuit 'n egte verhouding met die Gees en in waarheid aanbid. Die vrou sê vir Jesus: "Ek weet dat die Messias kom, hy wat die Christus genoem word. Wanneer hy ook al kom, sal hy ons oor alles inlig." Toe sê Jesus vir haar, ek is hy, ek wat nou met jou praat. And the story goes is that she leaves everything, she runs into town, and she tells everyone about him. And everyone goes back to that well. To find what? The living water. And that's an amazing story if you think, if you go into the Old Testament and you come through to the New Testament at the same well, and Jesus sitting at the same well saying, I am the well. And then he tells his disciples, you will do greater things that I've done. What does that mean? So he died, and the amazing thing is they received the Holy Spirit. They went out, they preached. Was it 3,000 people that got saved? Stefan? 3,000. But what do they do with the 3,000? Anybody? It's not a trick question. What do they do with the 3,000 people that just got saved and baptized? What do they do with them after that? Sorry? No? See? Planted the church. They planted the church. That was the main idea of 3,000 people will never be able to run the race fully for God alone. God has never intended that you will run the race alone. The first thing he does is he plants the church. And then the worst things happen is they got crucified, killed for their belief. But actually that was a blessing as well, because they were scattered all over the world. And the same person that executed the Christians got saved was Paul or Saul. Hy word gered. And Paul has a massive impact in the Bible. someone that killed Christians, got saved, got forgiven, and started planting churches. As far as I know in the Bible, seven of them. Romans, Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Thessalonians. Those are books that Paul wrote to the church. If you read your Bible and you think, this is a nice book, it's not a book, it's a church. He wrote to seven churches, and one of the churches left him. And I think he was heartbroken because he said, the church of Asia left me. And we see how many times Paul has to come into the church to give them guidance because they wanted to, we call it derail. Hulle van die spoor afgegaan het. Hulle wou, hulle het verkeerde leringe gekry in die kerk. And Paul had to write a letter saying, what you're doing is not right. This is. But Paul just didn't plant a church. He gave himself for each one. There's a difference. So let's, giving yourself for a church, like Paul went for 3 years. So someone preached, or he preached. People got saved. They got the apostles in. That's very important. They got the apostles in because apostles lay the foundation. Paul laid the foundation in the church, saying, this is how Jesus wants you to build. And they built the church. And he built seven of them that we know. Seven of them. Let me ask you this. If I send someone up to Zimbabwe to go preach every year, Will that bear any fruit? Yes or no? It's not a trick question. If I send someone once a year to Zimbabwe to preach and they come back, will that have any fruit in the long term? Fruit is not something now, it's a long term thing. Will it have fruit? Do you think? It's a good question. For me, honestly, no. Why? You've got, if I preach, 3,000 will be saved. I will leave them there. What is the first step, Rian? Plant a kerk. You need people together. We need each other. If it wasn't for the elders and this church, me and my wife would probably not be together anymore, probably. Don't know. My sons wouldn't be where they are today. But why? I've broken the chains. The chains that I was carrying on my shoulders all the time. The things that I've done, I've broken them off. Saying, I draw the line in the sand. God is my king. He's got a plan for me. This is not of God. And the amazing thing is the planting the church here, breaking the chains, has got a ripple effect, not only in my life, but in their lives and in people's lives around us. Does it make sense? Paul preached the gospel, and the well was dug. Nee. Paul het gepreek. Paul het die gat gegrawe. En die mense het kom drink. People came to drink. Once the well was established. People coming to the well. Paul laying foundations. Churches leaving Paul. And he still managed to run the race when they crucified him. And I think we've sometimes got the wrong idea of following Jesus and planting church. We think it's going to be an easy road. Jesus ou, jy maak 'n fout. Mense het probleme hoor. Mense het dinge. But it's okay. Want ek het ook dinge. Ek het ook issues. En net so het Charles ook, glo dit of nie. Hy is nie perfek nie. Was baie keer wat ons vir hom sê, Charlie, jy moet nou los, jy moet nou hierdie, jy moet nou kyk na jou gesin. And it's a good thing. I want to tell you this morning. It's a good thing to have people around. If I wasn't married to Irene, all that, I call them passengers, demons, would never have come out of me. I would have never known how to be a better man or better father. I would have never known. And the same thing, because that's why marriage is so a beautiful thing. Because you get married to the church. And then, Stefan, once you're in church, me and my wife, honestly, let's just think about it. If you, the moment you move into church and somebody tells you, listen, I think you're talking the wrong way with your wife, then me, myself and I have to die. Nee, ons het dit die week gehoor, Mac en Nadine het gesê, me, myself and I is a three unholy trinity, dankie. And that is our problem, because we were born in a world where it's all about me, myself and I. And I want to tell you this morning that we are together in a race. Some of us van ons het nog nie ingeskryf nie, want ons kyk nog eers hierdie wedloop uit. Van ons wil inskryf. Maar sometimes, when I run third, I'm in third place, I'm running this race, I'm in third place. But then I see on that hill, 10 kilometers behind me, Rian, you're struggling. Am I leaving my third place to go help you? I should give up my place. Run back. Say, yes, Rian, come on, what's fault? Because we all are people, we are broken. We're all along the road, you will have hardship. Along the road, you will get tired. Along the road, the storms will come. The wind will blow. And I will go back, and I will say, okay, Rian, come on. I'm here, what's wrong? I'm tired, I need, okay, here's a sout palikie. Vir die krampe. Ons rus gou, vat bietjie water. En dan hardloop ons weer. Then we start the race. The thing is, the end of that race, Jesus is waiting. At the end of the race is where our focus should be. Hebrew 4 verse 12. I want to read it again because Charles shared it with us. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It's that word is for individuals, but as much as it is for individuals, it is for all of us. Dit is vir ons almal, want as ons hier voor staan en ons gee die woord, is dit veronderstel om te sny. En as ons bid, is dit veronderstel om te sny. Luckily, Paul warned us of even our, he actually warned the church of the people in the church will mislead. Hy het ons gewaarsku dat die mense selfs in jou eie kerk die kerk sal mislei. En dit is hoekom dit so belangrik is dat jy op leierskap nooit alleen sal staan. That you will never be one person as a leader. Jesus died on the cross for you to get saved, yes. But he died on the cross for this. Jesus het in die kruis gesterf vir dit wat vanoggend plaasvind. Vir dit. Ja, daar's baie kerke. Dit was nie Jesus se bedoeling nie. Ek gaan nie daar uitbrei nie. Dit is iets wat ek volgende week my hart dra. Wat is 'n gesonde gemeente of een van ons sal dit deel. Maar dit is nog steeds sy hart is om jou in te trek, veilig te hou en te plaas waar hy wil hê moet wees. So die vraag is vanoggend, ek weet dit is moeilik, want ek het ook gesukkel daarmee. Is jy bereid om 'n wedloop te hardloop saam met te span? Dis die vraag. Is jy bereid? Is jy bereid om jou lewe neer te lê vir mense langs jou? Dis wanneer ek wil trek en ek bel Tian, ek sê Tian, kom help. Tian gaan jy gaan ons nog baie bel as oor jou huwelik, moenie worry nie. Ons sal daar wees vir jou. Nee. Maar dit is belangrik, dit is goed. Ek kon net hierdie jong ouens eer. Ek kon net sê well done, Tia. Well done. Mag die Here jou seën. Die vreemde reis. As jy 'n voorbeeld soek, daar's een. So ek voel om vanoggend te bid saam. Waar is hy aan die MacGyver? Kom. Ja. Ek is baie lief hierdie boetie waar hierdie oukie. Kan nie, ja. Ek wil uitnodiging maak vir ons vanoggend dat as ons en in worship net in 'n lied gaan dat as ons voel ons wil ons meer gee en ons wil onsself gee vir Jesus dat dit is 'n persoonlike ding vanoggend maar dat ons sê Here Jesus ek gebruik my en ja as jy moet repent om te sê Here ek is jammer dat ek nog nie myself gegee het nie of ek sukkel om myself te gee selfs baie keer is dit 'n as goed wat ons baie keer terughou om onsself te gee Here vergewe my vanoggend vir dit Here bekragtig my, kom help my met hierdie ding om dit te sien. Maak op die woord vir my om dit te sien, Here. Ja, ek voel dis iets wat die Here vanoggend wil doen. Hy het dit aan my kom doen hierdie afgelope tyd. Ek is deur 'n moeilike tyd gewees, 'n jaar gelede. Die Here moes vir my, dit is moeilik om weg te beweeg van die Here af en weer die Here te vertrou. Kom maak my weer wakker. Gee my daai vlam weer vir kerk, die gemeente. Vir jy, want as jy die gemeente neglect, you will neglect Jesus. The first thing when you, what happens if you go into a dangerous mode, you neglect the church and then eventually you will neglect Jesus. That's how it works. You move away from the church because I don't want to hear what Jesus is going to tell me. I don't need it now. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks. You start pulling away yourself from church and then pulling away from God. That's just how it works. And I feel this morning that maybe some of you has pulled away from the Lord. Maybe because of all the worldly things. Miskien van wêreldse goed. Hou jou terug. Sê Here kom. Just come help me this morning. And then just close your eyes. I'm going to pray and then we're going to go in worship. But Jesus, I just want to thank you this morning. Around us, no matter who we are, what we're going through, what problems we have, Lord, you are King. Your plan was and your purpose was always to plant the churches, to die on the cross so we can get saved and we can get planted into the olive tree of life. Here I go for ogen kom bid dat ons onsself sal gee vir die tyd wat. hierso is ek.